All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, time for the John, Sean, and Del Show. If you are here for dad jokes, Raheel, you got them ready?
I got some dad jokes ready for you.
You have dad jokes ready right now.
Well, first, let me get this out. Are we playing male golfer, female golfer, or food today?
No, that's on Wednesday.
You think it's racist?
What would be racist?
You think it's racial?
It's racial.
That usually comes before the show.
Yeah, it's before the show.
Let me think. What else?
My favorite thing you guys do now is when John suggests that a coach do something other than watch film during the week. Like, hey, coach, you're going to watch the Astros? There's the immediate responses, and this happened throughout the week. So you think instead of getting ready for insert name of opponent, he's going to go fish, watch the Astros, slash watch Narcos. That happens almost in every coach interview. You guys, you guys may need to change it up a little bit.
You think we should change it up?
Because it happens every time, whether Dana's on a bye, whether Cliff
is
busy.
Well, only when they're on a bye.
No, you asked it, you, Major,
well,
too.
Oh, yeah,
it
Major, you're going to watch the Astros today.
Yeah.
He has SMU, though.
And then that's what Sean says. But Sean goes, so you think with SMU on Saturday, the coach has some time to watch the Astros?
Yes.
That bit, yeah. You guys might want to.
You think you want to freshen it
you
up?
You might want to freshen that bit up.
You want to freshen that bit up.
Maybe it's because I hear every interview when I'm not watching Complex. I hear every interview, so maybe I'm the only one who's sensitive to that. It's a music website slash YouTube channel.
It's for the culture.
It's for the culture, John.
I'm on it.
You're not woke. No.
Here we go. He's going to use his line again.
Not using it.
You know how many people still talk about your stupid line?
Am I not woke?
No. People who are woke don't say this.
Preach on, brother. Preach on, brother.
But he said he's part of the culture. Why are you part of the culture, John?
Because he watches. What do you watch at 6?
I watch ESPN at 6 o'clock. That's me. So you think we should freshen it up?
I mean, like I said, maybe I'm the one who's sensitive to this because I hear all these interviews. But if you're out there and you listen throughout the week, you people have heard this bit they've got running. And I mean, the coaches have heard it multiple times, too. I think not Dana so much, but Cliff, they've all heard it multiple times. Let's freshen it up.
You want to freshen
it up. Stop suggesting that the coaches are not doing their job, because the response from Sean is going to come. It's going to be the same thing.
Do you? Yeah, Dana's done with it, by the way.
Yeah, he's done with
it. Dana was salty this week.
Dana is pissed that his team. You know, game day is there in Fort Worth.
And it was brought up in an interview. And what did Dana say?
Not for us. They ain't there to see us.
And, yeah, that interview's on our podcast.
He's pissed that his team is getting absolutely. Now, they're 13.5 point underdogs. They're not getting much respect.
Play the 13.5.
You like the 13.5?
Dude, you don't think Dana's going to have these guys ready? The way he sounded this week.
Oh, he's pissed.
He's pissed, man. They're getting no respect. If he was like that with us, two guys that he knows, he's friendly with.
What do you think he's telling his team?
Yeah. I mean, we were like, we were asking legit questions, and he was not happy. I was just like, "Hey, TCU's rush defense is good, man. What, you know, how do you counter that?
I guess we got to run trick plays and manufacture points.
How are you gonna possibly stop that team?
Put a little money line action on him.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
Don't be talking about TCU to Dana now.
When you look at the actual numbers too. You look at the actual
numbers, Virginia Tech? No.
Yes, Dana, we know you played Virginia Tech.
Yeah, but Dana, didn't they beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater?
Yeah. Virginia Tech, no.
What?
What?
Why do you sound like Ed Ogeron? What's wrong with you? No.
That's gonna be a good game. That's a 2:30 kick, right?
I don't know.
We didn't even do our college football schedule this week. We're gonna watch it. Let's do that later on. Yeah. We got 2 more hours. Or you do.
Real has an hour.
I'm
and half.
Peacing out at 12:30, son.
No, you ain't. Yes, no, you ain't.
Yes, I is.
Unless the show is over.
Yes, I is.
Not unless the show is over. Ain't.
No, Raheel's leaving at 12:30.
Was yes, I is
offensive?
That's
a load of crap.
I was surprised you said I wasn't offended.
Are the usual suspects on at 12:30?
No, they're on at 1.
Somebody's going to be on at 12:30.
No, guess what?
But John and Jong will be on at 12:30, or whoever's filling in for Nick today. Myself and Raheel will be gone at 12:30.
Wait, what do you need to go? You're not going to Astros game?
I got to get to the 1 o'clock showing at Blade Runner.
No, that doesn't count. That's not playoff baseball.
That's not playoff baseball.
It doesn't matter. It's more important to me.
I'm sorry. We actually care about the Houston Astros here. I want to go see my team play.
You can watch them on TV.
And I want to cover it. I also want to get there so I can get my seat.
They say it's already crazy around the ball. I never. Dude getting out of there yesterday was the worst I've ever seen out of a game.
You left right after the game, right? Right after the game?
No, I left. Well, yeah, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so you stayed till the end.
I stayed till the end, hung out a little bit with my buddies, and then, all right, I'm out. Holy crap.
It was bad.
It was the worst I've ever seen.
Dude, I left about 45 minutes to an hour later because I was doing post-game stuff, and it was horrible. There was no cops
still,
either.
No cops. Do I have to call Reed on this? Do I have to call Reed?
What was your tweet last night? Took you how long?
Oh, yeah. I said worst traffic ever out of a game. Need more cops.
And I responded with, which three words have I never said?
Need more cops. That's pretty good. The other thing, did you? I saw pictures of this. I got in about an hour before the game, but the security lines were not good. That's why it took a while. I don't know if you could notice from the suite that the seats above, they weren't full. They weren't empty by any means, but they weren't full. Like, it got packed.
No, you got to get there early. As a matter of fact, you better be on your way now.
Our boy Manny appears to already be there. He's got a picture up with him and Julia Morales.
Hey. Oh, how nice.
Unless it's an old picture.
She shouldn't feel threatened at all because if she was Bregman now, I'd feel bad. Yeah. There should be a restraining order.
I'm assuming
order.
This is from today, but he's been to multiple Astro games. He might just be putting up an old picture. He but there is a picture up there with him and Julia.
Well, they had fest out there yesterday, right? Is there another one today?
There probably is. Probably. Yeah. I went and said hi to Matt Thomas. I went and said hi to him. He was hanging out before the game doing a broadcast.
He was so jealous of our Throw Shade Thursday. He texted me. He's so jealous.
Yeah. Why is he so jealous? He's got plenty of games on his show.
No, I know, but he loves a good game. He's like, oh, you stole it. No, we didn't steal anything. It's Throw Shade Thursday.
Matt, there's nothing in your life suggests that you know what shade is.
Yeah, Matt, have you ever had a caller say, Tongue Darting his wife and chocolate fish to starfish? That's not your lane, Matt Thomas.
No.
Kingwood Thomas.
Yeah.
Throwing shade in Kingwood. Stop.
Yeah.
I said hi to him. He's awesome. He's so nice, man.
Did he? I don't know. Have you heard about him and his curse thing? I mean, is that new?
Wait, there's a curse?
What?
That's what I've never heard him talk about.
Matt has a curse? Never heard of it.
That's what I've heard. You guys should check in with that.
No, I don't think so.
Watch yourself for heel.
You could tune in.
What did we say about this? No 1255 spots.
But you're not going anywhere. Raheel's going. I didn't put a Raheel spot at 1255 because he'll be gone. You'll be here.
Oh, no. This is moving to 1225 and then out.
You're not going anywhere. Have you asked anybody?
Yeah, Joel. I'm asking him right now.
And what did he say?
He said, yeah, he's going to do the show at 1230.
Did he?
He's going to do 3.5 hours?
He didn't say that. No chance. He hasn't responded.
No chance. He's driving to Beaumont right now. And you can catch the boys out there, Beaumont, at Luke's Ice House.
The Blitz will be out there as well, I believe.
Really? Blitz is going to?
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Boy, it sucks to have their shows when you can't go to the Astros playoff games.
Nah, okay.
No, ain't nobody worried about them.
Nobody. They're fine, I think.
Did they go yesterday?
They were doing the show.
They were doing the show. They couldn't have the show. It's the greatest show in the known universe.
In the history
of the known universe.
Of the known universe.
Yeah, and if you are going out there to Beaumont, go say hi to Joel. He's out there. Fred and AJ will be there, so please go support the station. And Fred and AJ were both telling me that every time they go to Beaumont, they get a huge crowd, and they love that. So please do go support them and give them hugs.
They love hugs.
Luke's Ice House is
AJ
what
especially loves you to AJ, rub on him
yeah,
just during the show.
Fred will let you wear his hat.
Yes, take it off his head.
And his sunglasses. You'll get those too.
Yep. Just take him right off of him. He loves that. All right. Hey, what about speaking of big games, Rice is taking on Army Saturday, 5:30.
Well, I guess
at Rice Stadium.
I guess big game is relative.
So if you're looking for great entertainment value, 5:30 right out at Rice Stadium. And beforehand, you're going to have all kinds of Army vehicles out there at Tailgate Owly. The first 2,000 fans are going to get a Rice hat. So you got that going on. You, my friends, are going to have a good time. Rice is going to win a football game. Going to beat Army. Going to beat some Army. So all you got to do is get on over. Now, if you're an Army fan, this is awesome. This is a great way to support your troops, to support your guys over there. Get to the game. You can sit on the other side if you want. That's fine. But just good, clean fun. Last time they were here was actually a pretty high-scoring game. I think it was 31-24.
Was it a last-second touchdown?
Last-second touchdown. Dreyfus Jackson to Zach Wright. In the back of the end zone. He threw a knuckleball, and Zach was able to hold on to it.
Yeah, Dreyfus generally did that.
Yeah, that was what Dreyfus used to do. So let's see if the Owls can't get this job done again right here Saturday, 5:30. Go to riceowls.com/FBTIX. riceowls.com/FBTIX. 713-348-OWLS. 713-348-OWLS. Get your tickets. Get on out there. Get there early. See the vehicles. Go on and be there for the gigantic flag that they're going to have. Pay tribute to the Army. riceowls.com/FBTIX.
The Texans have the Chiefs at home on Sunday night. Well, we're not giving you a chance to go to that game, but we're giving you a chance to go to a game in Jacksonville featuring a team from Houston, playing a team from Jacksonville. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You can win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. It'll be in downtown Jacksonville on the riverfront. Go to the football game on December 17th at Everbank Field, and you can play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, all courtesy of Florida First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 975. So, got a chance to go see a football game featuring a team from Houston and Jacksonville on December 17th. Now back to John and Real.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975. All right, here's the Red Sox, here's their lineup. Bogarts, Pedroia, Benintendi, Betts, Hanley Ramirez, Chris Young, Christian Vasquez, Devin Marrero, and Jackie Bradley Jr. One of the reasons they're switching it up, of course, Keuchel this year, lefties are only hitting 145, 190 on base, and 245 slugging. So he has been really tough on lefties. So Bogarts is 1-for-7 in his career, but he hit a homer. Betts is 1-for-4, he hit a homer. Bradley's 2-for-6. Davis is 0-for-17. He's not in there. Moreland's 1-for-13. He's not in there. Pedroia 2-for-7. Hanley is 2-for-2. Vasquez 2-for-5. Young is 7-for-23 with 3 RBIs. He's hitting 304. That's why he's in the lineup against Keuchel. So there's that. Against Pomerantz, the Astros' best hitters are Altuve. He's hitting 412, 7-for-17. Correa's hitting 600. He's hit 3-for-5. Gattis is just 1-for-13 in his career against Pomerantz. McCann, 2-for-11. They faced each other's Yankees, and he hit a homer off of them. Springer's just 1-for-8 in his career against Pomerantz. And Marwin is 1-for-5. So, Altuve, Bregman, 0-for-5. Altuve is the guy that you're looking to as your pick to click.
Who's going to be your guy today to watch? Is it Altuve because of what you just said, or is there somebody else in that lineup that is going to be key? Obviously, Altuve is not going to do the 3 home run stuff again, right? We don't know, but
he's red hot.
To me, it's going to be Marwin, where he is in the lineup again, as he was yesterday. You got to give, if he can get on base or either drive home some runs here, I think for him to get on base and then let's see what happens with McCann, that's going to give, we want to get Springer going here. So if Springer comes on, his at bat with some guys in running scoring, scoring position, or even just on base.
Be nice to get Springer.
That's what I think it's going to be important for Marwin. If he's on, man, and then Springer can work him home, that'd be awesome.
Love that Gattis looked good yesterday after his horrible 2015. That Altuve looked good after his bad 2015. My pick to click today is Bregman.
You're going to ride Bregman here?
Right. Riding Bregman. I think Bregman's going to come up with a big hit, a really big hit today.
You got to get Springer going.
You worried about this heavy right-handed lineup against Keuchel? Some guys with some success.
Some guys, Young, the one that you mentioned, that's probably the most successful one. Ramirez, 2-for-2, you said.
He's dangerous right now.
He's dangerous.
He was dangerous yesterday.
Yeah.
Young, 7-for-23.
I don't know if I'm... Nobody else in that... outside of those two, maybe those two names, nobody else scares me in that lineup. Who scares you?
Yeah.
Really?
Really not. Betts.
Yeah, Betts. Okay, I'll give you Betts. Yeah,
Betts. Betts scared.
Betts will get on, and he's coming on.
Pedroia is still dangerous, but you know he's older now. You can tell yesterday he's not the same guy he used to be.
Yeah, Pedroia. Yeah, he doesn't scare me. Benintendi, you're right. He could make that one play or get that one at bat because that's what he does. He's just a pain in the ass, but he doesn't. Yeah, I'm not worried about it too much right now.
Yeah.
So to answer your Keuchel question, no, it doesn't scare me with all the righties.
Yeah. I don't know. Benintendi is a good hitter. Good hitter. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Benintendi's a left-handed hitter, and he's still got him in the three hole against Keuchel. That's good news for Keuchel. Yeah.
That dude he will fight you. Like at bats, will take
Boy,
you.
Boy, he was
that at bat was so much fun to watch. To start the game, you're like, oof.
I didn't like it because it got his pitch count up away.
And Verlander got him, but still, it's like, man, this guy is not backing down at all.
Through four, I think he had thrown 57 pitches, and it was like, oh my God, how long is he going to last? Or maybe that was through three, he had thrown 57 pitches.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, he's throwing a lot of pitches now. And then you remember, it's Verlander. And you know what? I'm surprised that he didn't say, oh, I ain't going anywhere, AJ. I'm going to stay in this game.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to. But once, I haven't hit 119 yet.
But once you got a nice lead, you say, here, hey, we may need you in game four or game five. Or, you know what? Just let the guys take care of this.
Yeah, that's why we have the bullpen.
Right.
It's okay. This isn't Detroit anymore. It's not all. You can just relax now. We also have a 6-run lead.
And
just chill.
And this lineup, he hasn't had this lineup.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they had a nice lineup in Detroit. Don't get me wrong. There was they were a World Series team. But this is a lineup. This thing is stupid good right now, this lineup. And it was so nice to see them coming on so strong in the last week and a half of the season. Like, you know, the Indians peaked early. Now, they're still really, really
good.
They're
still really good. Yeah, they still kicked ass.
I thought
maybe
they'll, because the Dodgers peaked early. Look at what happened to the Dodgers.
Hey, you have them.
I like the Diamondbacks.
You have them winning that series.
I like the Diamondbacks in that series. The Dodgers always seem to gag at this point. The Nationals do too. It'll be interesting. I think these are pretty good series now, and they start today. The National League starts today as well. So we got we got all four games, all four series going today. That's gonna be fun.
This is like March Madness for Dell.
Yeah, Dell just loves this time of year.
Baseball all day long.
All day, Dell.
Oh. I won't be affected because there are multiple channels that don't have baseball on it, and I'll exhaust all of them. And by the way, when Saturday comes around, back to my favorite time of the year, college football.
So I know what hell would be for you if every channel had baseball or golf, you had to stay awake, and you had to stay awake and watch it, and there was no, that's it, every single day of your life, baseball and golf.
Hey, you probably have to be there too.
And I'd be, yes.
Talking about it. I don't, sitting golf there. And baseball on TV isn't hell. It's the discussion of them. That's hell. Like, when you guys are talking, I was looking at uniform matchups for college football Saturday. I was like, I don't care about this. Who's going to wear what
you
on tomorrow?
You care about who's wearing what uniform.
Yeah, Oregon State's going to wear their white helmets with the white, they're on the road, white helmets, white jersey, and their orange pants against USC this weekend.
USC wearing?
They're traditional stuff.
Traditionals?
Yeah. So, yeah. Talking about baseball and golf would be hell. The actual game, at least there's actual a sport going on. It'd be boring, but it wouldn't be hell.
Right. I tell you, man, playoff base, I'm not – like, I like watching the Astros play. I'm not a big – I'll watch the Dodgers and Giants play on a Monday night or something. I'm not a baseball guy at all, but I do like watching this current Astros team. I love watching them. But playoff baseball – dude, it's so much fun to watch in person. Like every pitch, the anticipation, everyone's just getting excited for there's a moment at every at bat and people really pick up on it. That's fun. At the actual venue, it's so much fun to watch.
Right.
I was sitting next to Greg Bailey, ABC 13 sports director, and it was just like he and I were just talking and you know like every moment was like, this is so much fun. Yeah.
79 pitches through four. Finished game with 99. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. He can go 120. Blake says, is pitch count really a concern for Verlander? Once he gets up to 100, 120, yeah.
120, yeah, that's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems like he gets stronger as the game progresses. He wasn't his absolute sharpest.
No, that fourth inning, he gave up a couple hits. You're just like, oh, man.
He's going to have to be better against the Indians.
Sure.
He is. All right, 1128 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-377. Who wants to talk baseball? You people are so lazy. You're on your way to the game. Give a call in. Dale, you haven't hyped anybody either today.
Hey, let's do that next. Let's hype them up. We're going to hype them up next time.
For college football Saturday?
No.
I'll get hyped.
For Astros baseball.
Too bad you won't be getting there on time, John. That sucks for you.
Yeah, that sucks for you. I'll be there on time. All right, let's do it. We'll hype you up next segment for Astros baseball right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Unfiltered, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
What you know about Funyuns, Del?
Well, Funyuns? First of all, they're called Funyuns. I know that. I know Funyuns. The name of them.
Funyuns.
I haven't had Funyuns since I was probably in high school.
Well, I'm having them right now.
Man, what you know about?
What you know about?
What you know
Funyuns?
About roast beef?
What you know about corned beef?
It's so stupid. Down that yesterday, Wingstop brought up some food.
What you know about wings?
So the whole time, we're going back and forth. What you know about pepper, what was it, Parmesan wings or whatever they
what
had?
What you know about mango habanero?
It's so stupid. It's just turned into our thing now. That and Sports Map 94.1 FM. You love your Astros. You love directions to the ballpark.
That's
Sports Map 94.1. Are you concerned about that road trip to Boston? Do you just like road trips? Sports Map 94.1.
What is that? Is that Altuve hitting another home run?
Not a map.
You want to know which direction that ball traveled? Sports Map 94.1 FM.
Maps Sports 94.1.
That would be Map Sports.
I know.
I think people aren't excited, by the way. And if you like, people are driving to the game right now. We're an hour and a half away from first pitch.
We're going to get them hyped?
We got to get them hyped. And if you're driving there, or if you want to help us get people hyped, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Let's get the people hyped, Del. Get them hyped. Give me some music.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What?
Pump them up, John. Let's go.
Y'all ready for this? Is this
the dumbest?
So stupid.
This is old school sports, man. You put jock jams on, people get excited. People get pumped up. Look at that.
What? People are pumped.
People are getting pumped. We're getting you ready for the Astros game.
I am seriously pumped about Keiko today.
I want fierce Keiko. I don't want disappointed Keiko.
Uh-uh. And
I want the one talking trash.
I don't want soft tossing Keiko, where every critical pitch is that 78 mile an hour curveball.
Yeah, it's hard to get hyped up with a precise curveball. Honestly,
well, oh, it's Gilbert. It's not someone pumped up. It's Gilbert.
He called in to get everyone pumped. He said that.
Gilbert's calling in to get everybody pumped.
What if he has a pregame speech for the people? I don't know.
All right, Gilbert. Let's get Gilbert. Is he sleeping yet? He just called. Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
All right, you going to get everybody pumped up for the game today?
Yeah, go Astros. Go Jose Altuve anyway.
Go Jose Altuve anyway. Okay? How about that?
Yeah.
You just got the city
pumped. Let me ask something, John. Were you a Chargers last night?
Was I what?
Well, you had child guard last night. I looked for you. You weren't there.
No. If you looked for me and
I
wasn't there.
Are you going there tonight? Said you got to work tomorrow?
No, probably
after
not.
After the game?
No, probably not.
Is it your wife?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe, Gilbert, but I can't tell you for sure.
Well, I was saying, let me ask you something, a question anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If the Astros make the World Series, can you buy me a new mattress anyway?
What? What? You're Mattress Mac now.
What?
I'm a poor Chinaman, you know that, don't you, right?
I know you're a poor
I need a new mattress anyway, though.
You need a new mattress anyway? So you want me, if the Astros make it to the World Series, you want me to buy you a new mattress? I don't know how those are related.
Yeah, no, Sean. Sean, you, Sean.
Well, me good. And Sean, ooh. Buy you a new mattress? Okay.
Is he there today or not?
Yep, I'm here, buddy.
Yep, right there.
Hi,
Gilbert.
Metro Police came. Anyway, I just got good news to tell you.
What happened?
Metro Police came out of my house today, anyway.
Why?
They found my other bicycle.
They what?
They found my other bicycle. They gave it to me next week, anyway.
So who stole it? What'd they say? Who stole it?
Some black guy you want to arrest, you know. You know, if we don't get your bicycle back, then arrest the guy anyway. He stole my bicycle.
They arrested?
They got the van camera.
And they found him?
My bicycle got stolen anyway, you know.
Black guy?
Yeah, black guy, yeah.
Wait, Gilbert, are you going to press charges?
Maybe.
Yeah. So the Metro Police came by. They brought your bike. They found.
No. They said they didn't find it.
So okay.
They found a suspect anyway.
They found a suspect.
Carrying the guy stole a bicycle on a Metro bus anyway.
Are you planning on testifying?
Be a videotape of that last night.
Gilbert,
the guy that my bicycle got stolen.
Mm. Gilbert, are you going to testify in court?
Probably go 200.
Are you going to ask for any kind of
leniency? So if we walked five black guys in front of you, you could tell which one was the black guy who stole your bike?
Yeah.
You can tell which black guy?
So how old was he?
Late 20s.
Did he have long hair, short hair, beard? What did he look like?
Yeah, beard anyway, you know.
He had a beard?
He had a big beard. Did he have like kind of a mohawk haircut?
No, I don't think so.
Did he wear number 13?
No, he was wearing a vest anyway.
He was wearing a vest. Mm-hmm. So he had a beard, but no mohawk.
No mohawk. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought he might have been James Harden. I'm not sure.
No, could have been James Harden. But
was it a like 6 foot guy?
Yeah. Bald? How tall was he?
6 foot guy. Yeah, 6 foot guy. Anyway, yeah.
Bald.
Yeah. He was wearing a camera anyway. Now.
Did he look new to the city?
You know what happens to snitches, right?
What?
Gilbert, there's a deal when you go to court and testify, there's danger because the person you're testifying against may try to hurt you because he doesn't want you to speak to the judge. Do you know about that, where they try to kill the witness?
No, I'm not going to testify probably in court. No, I'm not going to go to court anyway.
Oh, so you're not going to testify anymore.
I thought you were going to testify.
No,
because I would be a little worried if you keep blaming this black guy. I mean, if he finds out who you are and you're the witness, he may take you out. Yeah. And I'm not talking about assault grass. So you want to be careful.
Well, I'm not best not to testify, right?
You might.
It's up to you.
But I would stop accusing this black guy because he may find you.
But then here's the thing. If he doesn't testify, he's going to go free, and he's going to know where Gilbert is. Ooh. So he could come after him then because he's free.
So either way.
You know where I am.
He probably followed the police over to your house.
He probably knows. So you got a couple choices. You can testify and hope he doesn't get to you before he goes to jail, or not testify. Then he'll definitely get you. So you're in trouble either way. So maybe you should just drop this whole thing. Tell the cops.
Don't give a bicycle back there, you're saying?
No, tell the cops that no one stole your bike. You just lost it because there's a chance you're going to get hurt.
There's a good chance.
There's a video camera. It was on a camera. Bus camera.
Oh, they got a camera?
There's a camera.
They got a video camera on a bus.
Well, Gilbert, goodbye, because I'm not sure we're going to ever talk to you again.
No, Gilbert's not going to die.
Oh, they got a video camera on a bus anyway.
Yeah. But they have a video camera. You have a video camera, but you made the complaint, so...
But Metro got a video camera, not me.
Gilbert, I'm just saying goodbye to you now because I'm not sure we're going to be able to talk to you anymore after this is over. Because that guy's going to find you.
He's not going to find Gilbert.
What's that program?
You're going straight to hell.
Bring, bring. Yeah, what's that program?
Del, it's hell.
Oh, I'm going to hell?
Yeah.
If I was near him, he'd say, Del stole my bike. I'm not going to hell.
Maybe they can put Gilbert.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't.
It was a black guy.
Hey, Gilbert, I would just say, say goodbye to all your friends. Maybe send one more call Wendy's way and see if shoot your shot because
he's not gonna hurt me. You don't know where I live. He don't follow me.
They do.
He will. He'll know. Because once you wind up in that courtroom or we find out Gilbert Liu is the complainant, he's gonna find you. So I'm saying goodbye to you now. You're not even gonna see the Astros make it through the division round. Bye, Gilbert.
No, Leave Gilbert alone. Gilbert, he's not going to die from testifying.
I'd go into hiding right now, Gilbert.
See if the police...
You're full of hire. Goodbye.
I was going to say
straight
we could
to
put...
Hell.
We could
straight.
Whatever, he deserves it. Every time he talks, some black guy stole his bike. Whatever.
Well, what if a black guy did steal his bike?
9 times?
I wanted to tell Gilbert to tell the cop that he's in touch with to put him in witness protection for a bike case.
For a bike. Testifying for his bike. Oh,
get
God.
Get witness protection
so that's,
anyway.
That's how we got hype for the Astros. Is that what you're saying? That was our Astros hype?
That
Is
was
that it?
God.
Gilbert testifying and getting killed by a black guy.
If this black guy's, if multiple black guys have stole his bike, maybe they have it out for him. And now he's going to testify. Oof. We might need to say goodbye to Gilbert. Get our. Jajan, you're going to arrange a funeral, so you might
stop. Am I going to China Garden tonight? No, because the black guy might be there. Waiting for Gilbert.
Waiting for Gilbert. Then you're in trouble.
Then I'm in trouble.
Oh, you should have said, yes, I'm going, but I'm going with Dell, who's a black guy.
Black guy.
No,
I
not
watch your bike.
He doesn't know me, but you said, yeah, I got a couple black friends I'm going with. And see, Gilbert, you want to be there? And see what he says.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Come on, let's go. Let's talk some baseball right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So we got, what a huge weekend. Let's start with college. Your game, pretty big, Dell. Dell, this could well be Miami's playoff life.
Yeah, they got Virginia Tech at home later, and we'll see how good Notre Dame continues to play. They've got USC and Stanford in between, and then they go to Miami. So, yeah, you win this game here, you're probably... legitimately a top 10 team, at least in people's eyes, and then you go from there. But they have some challenges along the way. This is a game, there haven't been a lot of times in the last 7 years, which is what the streak is at this point, Florida State wins, that Miami should win the game. This is a game they should win. I'm not sure they will.
Really?
Because of all the scenarios, on the road, rivalry, all that stuff. But this is a game they should win. True freshman on the other side, Florida State, not so sure that coaching staff is getting through to the kids. That's a talented team on the other side, but I'm not sure that coaching staff is one that is connecting. There's a stat out there that Florida State, of all their rivals, when you and the guys they recruit against Bama, Florida, Miami, Georgia, they're the oldest staff by a minimum 10 years. That's an old staff. Jimbo likes his loyalty. But as far as the game's concerned, Miami should win that football game.
Who has more to win in this game?
Miami. Florida State's out of it. They have an outside shot. Well, not even that outside. I'm talking about the ACC.
Oh, okay.
They can go beat Clemson, beat Louisville, and NC State can lose twice. Although NC State cleared a big hurdle beating Louisville. They still have a shot to win that side of the division. But they're all about a national title. And once again, that's out the window before October even started. So Miami kind of saved their season last year. They went on a streak and got to the Orange Bowl. That's really... out, if they lose tomorrow, a season that they thought could end in a title game appearance, they may lose 4 or 5 games. So there might be some desperation on their part, but there's no reason I can think of outside of the rivalry and on the road that Miami doesn't win that game.
Man. They've,
what other big college football games this weekend?
Let me go down the schedule for you guys. I actually have this up because we always do our Saturday slate, how we're going to watch the games. Let me present the 11 o'clock starts for you. Clemson, Wake Forest, Iowa State, Oklahoma, Penn State, Northwestern, Georgia, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Auburn, Temple, East Carolina. Those are the most interesting ones, unless you're into weird stuff like Texas Tech, Kansas. Those are the 11 o'clock ones. Which one are you taking? You guys already know my pick.
I think Georgia, Vanderbilt could well be a slugfest.
Wake Forest, Clemson is your... 11 o'clock start.
Yeah.
Anytime you get to watch Clemson.
That's fun. But yeah. And Wake Forest is coming. Is that in Winston-Salem or at Clemson?
It's in Clemson. So.
Wake Forest is coming off a game they probably think they should have won against Florida State.
Yeah.
I think they shot their shot. I think Clemson will handle them pretty easily.
And then if you want to watch Saquon Barkley play, Penn State-Northwestern, that's going to be on at the same time. So 11 o'clock. Those are your 11 o'clock ones. 2:30, that's where it gets interesting. We talked about Florida State, Miami. But then we got the Fighting Danas against TCU at 2:30. That's my pick.
That's a big game.
But I do want to see the turnover chain. Dang.
Well, it's a viral thing. It'll be on Twitter really quickly if it happens.
No, it's more fun when you see it live. Before everyone else sees it on Twitter, you know, they go crazy. Man, seeing it live and seeing how they're going to present it, it's turned into college football's best
thing. It's become like a fire drill because the guy takes his helmet off 10 yards before he's off the field. So everyone's like, run off, get off. Last week on the second turnover, or was the first, I don't remember, the guy who got penalized last week for it was trying to put the helmet of the other guy back. Hey, you don't want this to happen to you like it happened to me. He tried to put his helmet back on before he got off the field.
Well, it could cost him now.
Yeah. I mean, you get the ball, but then there's a 15-yard penalty. It screws up field position. Yeah,
but
so
it adds swag factor.
Yeah, I don't think Mark Richt cares so much. Because I told you, he's a guy, when they beat Florida, one of the few times he did it, he was 5-10 against them. He let his entire team run on the field after a touchdown. Uh-huh. He's like, go ahead. We don't care. We'll take the penalty.
Yeah, penalties are fun.
When you're scoring touchdowns.
When you're scoring touchdowns, yeah. Who are you going to watch? What's your 2:30 start?
The West Virginia game is my favorite.
Yeah.
I want to see Dana beat him. I want to see Dana be happy next week.
God. Ugh. Dana. After that, there's not really a good night game. You've got Texas, Kansas State. For me, that's going to be
LSU, Florida.
LSU, Florida. Does that... Army, Rice?
Yeah. But that's on BN, too.
Yeah, that's a BN. Yeah, the BN guys were here.
Uh-huh.
They were producing the game. I saw some of them. Yeah, I'm interested in that because Army... I think I got him at 13.5. That's why. SMU Houston. Does that excite you?
I think that's a good game. I'll tell you this. I think
who's going to be
SMU
playing?
Is really underrated.
They
SMU
are. They're
is
a good team.
It's a good team. That's going to be. Well, that's a team that beat Houston last year, and it was a bit of a shock. They weren't as good a team last year. Ben Hicks can throw it around. At that, you watch. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's a trap game for Houston right there.
Who's going to be starting at QB for them?
Is it still Postma?
Postma still, right?
What did Major say yesterday?
He didn't say who was starting.
He didn't tip it.
Okay. Mm-mm. But I don't know why you go away from him. He just won. He just beat Temple.
I think a game later in the night that would hold some interest. It's Pac-12, so people kind of scoff. But the Stanford-Utah game, because Utah's still undefeated. Stanford, I mean, we kind of forgot about them because of what happened to with USC and San Diego State. But they still control their destiny in the North, the Pac-12 North. They could still very well make it to the Pac. They have to play Washington State, I think, so it would be very difficult.
Huh.
They still control their destiny there. That Utah team's undefeated, hasn't been tested really, top 20 team. They beat Stanford. That's a team who has a real shot of getting to a Pac-12 title game. So I think that
might be. What about Washington State, Oregon?
What? I like that one, but Oregon's on the backup quarterback. If they had Herbert there, I would.
And the backup has even got an issue, too. A hamstring? He's got a ham?
Is there going to be a hangover for Washington State?
I don't think so. I think Leach will have him ready to go.
And it's actually more than a full week. They played on a Friday night. Yeah, I think they'll be fine,
Was playing good. If Herbert was there.
Yeah, I'd feel that'd be my game I'd pay more attention to, but I think the Utah game against Stanford, because Stanford's been running over everybody since the loss to San Diego State. Bryce Love. If Bryce Love lights Utah up, a top 20 team, I think it's him and Barkley, as long as Stanford keeps winning, as your Heisman guys, and Mayfield's around,
too.
Oh, I think
Barkley's got a huge lead.
Yeah, because he's undefeated, and he had to run last year. But if somehow Bryce Love puts up another 250 total yards.
Who else in this thing? Obviously, Baker Mayfield.
Baker's still in it. Think Hurts gets back into it because of just what Alabama's doing?
He doesn't put up – he's not a good enough passer to do that. I mean, and Alabama –
if anything, it'd be Harris or Scarborough.
Yeah, and they split carries, so I'm not sure. I don't know if there is a legitimate – you're going to have to see a team who's still undefeated go on a run, and then maybe their best player offensively.
Or maybe you could have a loss. Lamar Jackson might get back in there.
But he's got two losses now. He had three last year, but he was so far in front. This year, I don't think it's going to happen for him. He's already got two.
And he looks frustrated every time, it seems like. Nobody on Ohio State catches you, JT Barrett.
No.
I'm trying to look anything. I don't see.
Penn State and, Michigan and Wisconsin don't have
Kelly Bryant.
John O'Korn.
Kelly Bryant's numbers aren't good enough for that. I mean, Browning. if Washington keeps winning, Browning, just by his team's good, he's a quarterback, he'll put up numbers. Browning might still might have an outside shot.
Yeah,
it's just Barkley, Mayfield right
and
now.
And will Luke Falk get any run if they keep winning games?
He should if they get run. If they keep on going.
Yeah, that's your answer then. If Washington State keeps winning, then that's your guy. Like, who could enter the race?
I think it'll be the two Washington quarterbacks. And if Bryce Love just continues to put up numbers, at some point you just can't. You're gonna have to stop ignoring. Unfortunately for him, there's already another running back who's too far ahead. But if that guy keeps doing what he's doing, he will be there too, I think.
Alabama, Texas A&M, 6:15 kick. Any interest in that for you guys?
I'm just hoping Kellen Mond doesn't die.
Well, stop. We're not going to talk about Kellen Mond dying.
I don't want a football death. Stop. I don't want him to have a football death. I want him to survive the game, not be mentally destroyed by Alabama, and then keep moving. Because, I mean, if A&M keeps it within 20, and it's maybe Alabama tacks on a late touchdown, maybe it's a two-touchdown type of game for most of it, I think that's a moral victory.
That's the one we mentioned last and talking about here. But
it's Alabama.
I'll tell you this. What is it? Four of the last five, they've been competitive. But they were playing into the third quarter.
Now, last year, they scored a touchdown to take the lead, had a 3rd and 15, forced a punt, but got penalized for roughing the passer penalty, and then Alabama scored a touchdown and then went on a run. They were going to get the ball back with the lead in the third quarter. The penalty killed them, and they were done the rest of the way.
Yep. All right. Hey, fall is here. I want to talk Texas Star Grill Shop. What you know about grills? What you know about Texas Star Grill Shop? Texas Star Grill Shop, they get the fall sale going on right now. But listen, let's talk about those grills. The ceramic charcoal grill, wood pellet smoker, gas grill. Go there, and Rick and Michelle, and not only Rick and Michelle, but they've got two locations now. Rick is mostly assembling and delivering. They've got a warehouse, and they've got two locations where they're selling the grills as well. They know. They'll help you out. You give them an idea of what you're looking for. You want a smoker? Do you want that? Do you want the Saber with the infrared grill, gas grill? They got every single kind of grill that you could possibly want. Let the pros decide and help you decide. They've got the wireless, the Wi-Fi grills, Kamado Joe 2 ceramic grill, Weber's new Genesis 2 LX version. When you see what Weber is doing right now, you think of the round grill with the black one. Looks like a kettle. What do you see what Weber's doing with grills now? Saber grills, Memphis wood fire grills, Traeger. You can use your Wi-Fi to adjust. But here's the kicker. You got the fall sale going on right now, but they're also going to give you 20% off all grills for Hurricane Harvey victims. That's on top of the fall sale. We've never seen better prices than this right now. Right now. At Texas Star Grill Shop. TexasGrillShop.com. Two locations now. Shepherd and 59. And they've expanded that. And they're going to expand it again. And then on Louetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill. TexasGrillShop.com.